President Senka, this is the third day of CYSC. Today is Tuesday, right? Tuesday, huh? So Sunday, Monday, yeah, Tuesday. So this is the third day. In the middle of the CYSC already. Close your eyes. Everyone, please. Since these 3 days, we have been praying for so many times. If you feel you have been empowered by the Holy Spirit, please raise your hand. Okay, thank you. Okay, open your eyes, please. So, about 20 of you raise your hand, showing you have been experienced the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. So about one third, because we have about 60 some participants here. Okay. So every day we have about 2 hours of prayer. But somehow the prayer is not enough yet, right? So we have to think about how to receive the power from the Holy Spirit. In TCAC, we have very unique and a very powerful understanding about the Holy Spirit. I tried to Google about this topic in the internet, how Holy Spirit can empower the believers. Besides the scripture description, I just could not find any information related to what we experienced in TJC. Why? Because this is what the church is so unique. Because what we experience through the Holy Spirit, really, this is the work of God. You know, the Holy Spirit transformed a lot of members. The Holy Spirit empowered members to preach. And that's why the church, even though a lack of so many resources compared with other denominations, we are short of financial power. We are lack of so-called very talented, knowledgeable scholars in scriptures. We are very limited in our diversity of the membership. Right? Majority, we are from Asia, Chinese, Korean, right? Or some of the from other countries, but minority. Majority, just you can see, it's Asian. Right? But how come the church still can preach to different countries? And with this format of preaching the gospel, the church still can grow, you know, constantly, every year. Why? Because the power of Spirit just manifests in the church. Right? So, this demonstrates the Holy Spirit is the master, is directing the church and guide the members, you know, inspire the workers to perform God's work. All this is the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. Right? So for this theme of CYC, we wanted to preach the gospel. Then this is the key. We have really rely on. From the scriptures we can see so many examples. But the most important thing is, do I receive this empowerment through prayer, through obeying the Holy Spirit? Right? So we have to make sure we let the Holy Spirit work in our heart. So we experience the power, and then we we do the work, the entrustment which Jesus has given us. Okay. So let's go through this topic a little bit. Let the Holy Spirit empower. Okay, we have to allow the Holy Spirit to work on us. From the scriptures, we have to believe what Jesus said. Believe the promise of the Father. Turn to this verse. Acts chapter 1, verse 4 and 5. We have two Isaac here, right? Two Isaac. Isaac Huang. Isaac. So, this Jesus, before he ascend into heaven, he commanded the disciples, "You should not depart from Jerusalem. Wait at a particular place, okay? And then, wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you have heard of me. You know what I told you, right? And for John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days after." So, this is a promise. They will be baptized in the Holy Spirit. So, believe the promise of the Father. Right? The Father. Jesus, he is going back to the Father. After he arrived to the Heavenly Father, then the Holy Spirit will come. That's what he told his disciple before. So believe the promise first. And then pray for the promise to be fulfilled, right? So in Acts 1:14, another Isaac Dean. Chapter 1:14. Continue, chapter 2, verse 1. Amen. So, repeat it said with one accord in one place where Jesus appointed to wait for the Holy Spirit, right? So, they earnestly pray for the promise to be fulfilled. Let's wait about 10 days, right? About 10 days. All the disciples, the women, sisters, mother of Jesus, his brethren, together with one accord, they believe and they pray for it. Okay? They submit themselves to the word of Jesus. This is very important. This is key. And then they receive the Holy Spirit of promise. The Holy Spirit of promise. Now, they receive it. Receive the promise of the Holy Spirit. So, chapter 2, verse 2 to 4. I think we do it many times. We don't have to repeat it. We have to receive. Because this is how we experience the power. The hymn 247, the Pentecost, the power on the Pentecost. After receive, then we have to live in the Spirit and walk in the Spirit. You know, in the entire book of Acts, we see how the disciples, they live in the Spirit. Right? They rely on the Spirit to do anything. No matter it's just a small matter about eating and drinking. They rely on the Holy Spirit to guide, to give them instruction how to deal with the problem. Right? Or even in the big challenge, when they are persecuted, they rely on the Holy Spirit. So they walked in the Spirit to be empowered, to receive the bonus, continue to preach. So I think this the book just give the details. But in Galatians chapter 5, let's turn to Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. This is a summary of the work of the Holy Spirit. Apostle Paul mentioned in Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. Sam. We have two Sam here, right? Okay, jump to 25.
Verse 25. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit.
Amen. So, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Okay? If we really pray in the Spirit, walk in the Spirit, be directed by the Spirit, then we will definitely have a power to overcome the lust of desire. Okay. So, in 25, say, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Because we receive the salvation, we have the new life through the Holy Spirit. Right? In the Spirit, we receive the baptism. So, our sin has been washed away. Then, we are justified by the blood of Jesus, recognized, accepted by the Heavenly Father as his children. Right? So, now, we also have to walk in the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit. Do things according to the Spirit. Okay. So, these are steps we have to do in this way in order to receive this empowerment. If we still walk in the lust of the flesh, how can the Holy Spirit empower us to preach? Because ourselves already so weak, so shaky about the salvation. Right? Let's think about it. Then we have to obey the Holy Spirit. If we walk in the Spirit, this is the life we will live every day. Obey the Spirit. So you can see how Holy Spirit just guide their work, their way, to whom they should preach. In Acts chapter 10, verse 9, how Peter, he prayed in the upper room. Right? Before the meal time, he actually was waiting for meal, right? So he used the time to pray. Sometimes we waste time. If we are waiting for something, did we pray? Or we just hang out there and just do nothing? Or have a daydream, maybe. Book of Acts chapter 10. Let's turn to this verse. 10, verse 9. Another same chapter. Okay, then jump to 19. Okay, so this is in the prayer how the vision shown to Peter, right? And then give him the instruction, go with them because for I have sent them. This messenger has been have sent by God. Obey. Then, sometimes you have to wait, right? We wait for the Holy Spirit to work. In Acts chapter 12, in the mention about Apostle Peter was present. He maybe just lost his life soon, right? Next day, maybe Peter just gone. At this moment, the entire church prayed for him. Right, so in chapter 2, verse 5 and 12, it describes how the church earnest pray and believe the Lord will save. This is what the only thing they can do. Just pray. Wait for the Holy Spirit to work to the right. Because there's one example. Right? Apostle James has been killed. But what if the next? Right? Is Peter going to be the first and the next to sacrifice for his life? Wait for the Holy Spirit. And then we know after the prayer, the miracle happened. Chapter 12. Let's read verse 12. Verse 12. Let's go for same. Isaac, Kevin, we have two Kevin here. Kevin in, please. 12, verse 12. Okay. So, they pray. And then, they just cannot believe. This is Peter, right? So, continue in verse 16. Please.
16. Peter continued knocking, but when they opened the door and saw, they were astonished.
17. Okay, so see how Holy Spirit worked, you know, finally. And Peter was saved, and then he at this moment, he knew what the Lord wanted him to do. So he went out. He went to the different another place to preach because he experienced God's service, saved, right? God's salvation. Now he wanted to preach. Fulfill what God has called him. So the Holy Spirit empowers. We can see Holy Spirit in chapter 13, the right, the way to preach, where to preach, or send whom to preach, right? Turn to 13, chapter 13, verse 2 and 3. Kevin, can you read? Thank you. Okay. So, in verse 1, chapter 13, verse 1, we can see these are five brethren. They just gather together. They pray, fast and pray. And then Holy Spirit said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work which I have called them. Right? And when they have fast and pray and lay their hands on them, they send them away. Holy Spirit give the direction. And this is how the gospel went into a different stage. In chapter 16, verse 6 to 10, how the Holy Spirit guide the steps of Paul. Holy Spirit just stop him, you know. In verse 6 to 10. Let's go for sister sign. Do we have a similar name? I haven't called yet. Seems everyone, you have a great choice. Okay, let's go. Felicia, it's a special name. Please. Okay, so in verse 6, how you see the Holy Spirit forbid them, right? And verse 7, the Holy Spirit suffered them not. And in verse 9, now the vision shown to Paul, the calling of Macedonians. We don't know how exactly Holy Spirit forbid their ways, but maybe just in vision or in special sound, we don't know. But we know Paul, he understood this is what God wants him to do, to go. So he just stopped and wait. So on the way, just naturally, he just continued on his route, right? Because he have a plan to go to somewhere, but seems Holy Spirit stopped him. And he just continued, you know, on the way, and then eventually up to the Taurus, and then there he saw the vision, and he knows, this is God's way. Okay, so where to go? Holy Spirit let us know. And then during the missionary, you can see how many difficulties just went into the way of Paul. So he was greatly comforted by the Holy Spirit. So in Acts chapter 18, when he was preaching in Corinth, he was so disappointed. He wanted to change the place. He don't want to preach anymore in that city. But Holy Spirit comforted him, stay here. You know, I have many people whom you don't know yet. You have to go to preach. I will go with you. Right? Chapter 18. Verse 9 to 11. 9 to 11. In Corinth. Let's go for from far away. Ivan, please read. Okay, thank you. So we can see how the Holy Spirit just comfort Paul. Do not be afraid. I am with you. No man shall set you to hurt. This is very important, right? You know, sometimes we preach to others, and we consider, they don't accept. so frustrated. When we preach, sometimes we encounter this kind of emotion reaction. When once people reject us, we our feeling get hurt because we have zeal right, to preach, but they don't accept, even talk back. This is moment Holy Spirit comfort us. So in chapter 23, chapter 27, we can see the word Holy Spirit keep comfort Paul. God promised to guide his way until to Rome to testify the Lord in front of the emperor. Okay? So this is Holy Spirit empowered. It's an example of apostle. Now, we can see a little bit deeper about the promise of Holy Spirit. Promise of Holy Spirit. In Acts chapter 1, 4 to 5, Jesus said, which you have heard of from me, right? So, Jesus, he promised the work of Holy Spirit is going to manifest in their life. So first, in John 7, flowing rivers of living water. This is just make our life so vivid. We have really received this kind of the empowerment. So we say, empowered by the Holy Spirit, not only say, I can speak in tongue, or we know where to go to preach, or to whom I talk to talk the gospel. No. First, we have to experience this promise, flowing rivers of living water. So, once we really receive this promise, then our life becomes so joyful, right? Because this is a rivers of living water. We have peace. We have joy. We really have love. So we know how to love others, care others. So we are not just a machine. Say, okay, I'm going to preach. I don't care about other things. Just only preaching. No, we have to care our brother sister too, right? At the same time, we shepherd our brother sisters in our house, in our church. At the same time, we preach. We make sure people can receive the same blessing with us. In John chapter 14, say another comforter will come. And this comforter actually is the Spirit of truth. And the Holy Spirit shall testify of me. So we preach. It is not us, but the Holy Spirit testified for the Lord. So we are empowered by the Spirit to preach the Word of God, right? To testify the gospel can change our life, give us hope. So this the Spirit of truth, testify of Jesus, very important. So we don't use the Holy Spirit, this empowerment, to establish our own territory. This is my area. This is my people. The truth seeker, I brought them in. Yes, I will take care of them. You don't have to worry. No, this is God's sheep, right? So this is the truth, the Spirit of truth. And then in John chapter 16, the Spirit of truth will guide you. So the Holy Spirit will give us the word to say what we should say. In before Jesus crucified, he talked to the disciples many times about when you face persecution, don't be afraid of. The Holy Spirit will guide you and teach you what to say, right? So will guide you even in the in a very difficult situation. What you said, Holy Spirit will let you know. Let's turn to Luke chapter 21. Luke 21. verse 14. Luke 21, 14. Sister Lydian. Luke 21, 14 and 15. Thank you. So we can we see how Jesus promised, and this is also the way or how Apostle Paul relied on the Holy Spirit to defend for himself, right? So in Acts 20, start from 21, we see how four times Paul defends for the gospel, right? And Holy Spirit just give him and guide him the wisdom what to say and how to deal with the situation. In Acts 23, Holy Spirit guide him. You can see how smart or how Paul rely on Holy Spirit, and he just come out right here what to say. 23 verse 6. Verse 6. Because he said, I am a Pharisee. And then, after his word, 7, when he had so said, then across a dissension between the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and the multitude was divided. Okay? So this is how Holy Spirit give us the wisdom and guide our way and give us the word to say. It's a promise. The promise of Holy Spirit. Now, after Jesus ascend to heaven, then in Acts chapter 2, when Peter, he gives us the explanation about the Holy Spirit. In Acts 20, chapter 2, verse 33. Let's read this verse. It's important. Mike, can you read, Mike? Okay, so he pulled out this Holy Spirit, this promised Holy Spirit. Now you see and hear. So this promise being fulfilled, and then it's a gift, right? The gift of the Holy Spirit. Because Jesus said, once the Spirit come, you should receive power after the Holy Spirit is come upon you. Now, this gift of the Holy Spirit, Acts chapter 2, verse 38 and 39, this gift to you, to your children, to all who are afar off, as many as the Lord will call. Promise to everyone. The gift. So this is a common gift for everybody. Regarding to preach it, to save the soul. Jesus, he said, when the time approached for him to ascend to heaven, he entrusted the gospel to his disciple and promised them to receive the Holy Spirit. So that's why the Holy Spirit gave us the authority. The authority to perform just like a representative of Jesus and then to bring those sheep to his fold. John 20, 21. We are sent by the Holy Spirit. This is why we have to be a faithful servant to preach. And this promise has been fulfilled. And this is what Jesus said before he returned to Father. And that's very important for us to be reminded again. 21 to 23. Toby, can you read? Until 23. Okay, so this passage actually is a promise, and this the Lord send them, you know. This is how what the power of Holy Spirit is supposed to do. So you can see how the apostles they perform the baptism after they receive Holy Spirit, right? Because they have the power. And the Holy Spirit now can bear witness during the baptism. That's how they receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit first, then perform the water baptism. And then the church established. Now, on the same pattern, the church also sent us. We receive the Holy Spirit. We experience the empowerment first, go out to preach. Jesus already give us promise. This promise has been fulfilled, and we are sent. We are sent by our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's do it. We will continue to make the church grow, and we are so blessed to be part of it. So let's continue to pray. Hope when the CYC conclude on Friday, every one of us also, everyone also have a same empowerment. Yes, I have been empowered by the Holy Spirit. I want to go back to preach the gospel, to fulfill what Jesus entrusted me to do. Let's pray in silence.